This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, welcoming you to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, A Wife for Andy, as it's named, aired on April 15, 1963, and was written by Aaron Rubin, directed by Bob Sweeney. This is one of the several episodes where you see, again, the caring of the characters. In this case, a little bit too much caring by Barney Fife as he's trying to get Andy a wife, hence the title, A Wife for Andy. So this episode opens up in the courthouse where Opie comes in all dirty and he has a hole ripped in his britches, as he like to say in the South. And so Andy takes him in the back room and he's going to put some antiseptic on him, and he's talking with Opie, and Barney comes in and finds that Andy's in the back room and just sort of watches over Andy taking care of Opie, and notice the little news clipper that's on the wall, hanging in the news clipping hanging on the wall in the background. That's going to be the trivia question for the day. And then after Opie leaves, Barney stands at the corner while Andy's at the desk and gives him what I call the look. And of course, you know how when someone's staring at you, you get this feeling somebody's staring at you. Well, Andy looks up and sees that Barney's staring at him. And again, because Barney cares for Andy, and again, that's what Andy Griffith said many years ago, that one of the reasons the show was so likable is that everybody cared about each other. And so basically, Barney starts talking to Andy about why he should get married for his sake and for Opie's sake. And he starts aggravating Andy a little bit. Andy tells Barney to shut up. And, you know, I don't know why, but when Andy tells Barney to shut up, and there's other episodes where he tells Gomer, I'm going to kill you, those kind of things, things you really probably wouldn't say in many of today's situation comedies, it's just absolutely hilarious to me. So the next scene we go, we see Andy getting ready to read a story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, The Headless Horseman, as Opie calls it. And as he starts to read the story, the door buzzer goes off. Now notice it's a buzzer. And so Andy goes to the door, and Amanda is the first young lady at the door. Notice Andy calls them girls, and you get a parade of girls coming in. And then we hear the back door bell ring. So you had a buzzer for the front door, a bell for the back door, and of course it's Barney in the back door wearing his jacket. And what we find out in this short little exchange here is that Barney set all the women there. Well, of course, this gets Andy mad, and Andy looks at Barney and says, get them girls out of here. Has to say it a couple times. So finally, Barney gets them out of there, and after he gets the last one out, Barney, as he's walking out the door, says, the search goes on. And again, Andy's, again, you've got to watch Andy Griffith and his facial expressions throughout this episode. I think he's underrated for the things that he does and his reactions to what Barney and other characters in the Andy Griffith Show do. So the next scene, we see that Barney and Thelma Lou are out on the street. Thelma Lou's been doing some shopping. And again, notice the townspeople walking by, people sitting down in the background. Again, I've mentioned this before, but again, one of the things that really attracts us to the Andy Griffith Show is the authenticity of the show. It seems so real. And having people walk in the background and you know, just be part of a normal city. So again, this is something that I think the creators of the show did a good job of making it as realistic as possible. So as Barney and Thelma Lou are talking, and Barney, you know, again talking to Thelma Lou about how we can set Andy up with somebody, they look down on the sidewalk and they see Andy and Helen walking on the sidewalk. Well, this gives Barney the idea that, you know, you've got to get them together. So in the very next scene, they're back in the courthouse. You see Andy on the phone. It's a very short scene here. He's talking to Thelma Lou and gets invited to dinner. And so after he hangs up, Andy has this idea that, you know, I wonder what Barney's got to do with this, because Barney's over there looking at the board, the bulletin board, and he realizes that Barney probably had something to do with this. And Barney, as he's talking to Andy, walks out the door so he doesn't have to explain. So the very next scene we see, they're at Thelma Lou's house, and Andy comes to the door. I love this line, and Barney says, Thelma, Andy Lou's here, because Barney's so excited. Again, while it's funny in and of itself, it's again shows the caring that Barney has for Andy, because he's so excited about trying to set Andy up with somebody. And then when Andy comes in, we see that Miss Crump's already there on the couch. And so Andy and Barney are standing there. Barney's trying to create small talk and embarrasses Andy a little bit, talking about how he looks a little bit taller when he's not in his uniform. And then another part of this scene that I really like is they go to sit down, and Barney just makes like lightning over to a chair, so Andy will be forced to sit on the couch with Helen Crump. And again, I just love that Barney's the way he looks when he's rushing to the chair. So they sit there and they're talking a little bit, trying to get to know Helen. And Barney realizes that Helen can't cook, and she says she won't give up her job. Once Barney hears this, he wants no more of it. He calls Thelma Lou into the next room and says, "We're going to get this dinner underway, even though the leg of lamb is not ready." He says, "I want to go ahead and get it done because this is not going to work." So again, Barney has already decided that Helen's not going to be the right woman for Andy, you know, without even asking Andy what he thinks. So the next scene, we're back at the courthouse, and Andy walks in the door. Barney's already there, and he begins to thank Barney for the introduction. So although Barney sometimes goes out of his way and it aggravates Andy, Andy's really thankful that he gets to meet Helen. And what's funny about this incident is now Barney disapproves of Helen. He tells him so. And Andy just looks at Barney and says, "Are you out of your mind?" Barney had basically said, I will not allow you to date Helen Crump. Imagine your best friend telling you, "I'm not going to allow you to date somebody," like he's your father or your mother. So the very next scene, we again see that Barney, back to his old tricks, sends a lot of the same girls, as again he calls them, back to Andy's house again. And what he's hoping will happen here, again, it shows that Barney thinks about these things, is that Barney wants Helen, who's going out on a date with Andy that night, and he knows that, wants Helen to come over, see all these girls over here to get mad and think that Andy has a bunch of girlfriends, and then she'll get mad and walks off. But what Barney didn't think about was that Andy does have a date with Helen, and so he's going to pick Helen up, so she's not going to see all the girls. It backfires on Barney. And what I love about this last scene, next to the last scene in Andy's house, is Andy goes out and makes an announcement to the women that he has no idea why they're there, but he's going to let Barney explain it. Walks out and leaves Barney there with the women. And Barney makes up a reason why he thinks the women should be there. It's basically for a softball team, which is something that he and Thelma Lou had talked about earlier in the episode. Well, the final scene of this A Wife for Andy episode, we see Barney coming in to Andy, and he's apologizing for meddling in his affairs. You know, he says, "Andy, you're a grown man, and I really shouldn't get in the way." But Andy knows what he's about to say. He's going to upset Barney. Again, look at Andy's face on this episode, and you can see that he's trying to look serious, but he gives you this impression he knows he's about to say something that's going to get Barney to react. And really, that's what Andy loves to do in the Andy Griffith Show, is make Barney react. So he tells Barney that he's going to start courting Miss Crump, and Barney gets upset, and after saying he's not going to meddle in his affairs, jumps right back into Andy's affairs, and Andy walks out of the room in the back room. So I think that's absolutely hilarious how they do that. So again, another funny Andy Griffith Show, with Barney trying to take care of Andy, and it actually works in this episode, although it didn't work the way that Barney planned it to work. Now, I mentioned earlier in the episode there was a newspaper clipping hanging on the wall. I want you to notice a couple of things about this. Notice where it's hanging. And not that it doesn't change spots in other Andy Griffith shows, but it's hanging in the back room. And if you think about how Andy really doesn't like to bring a lot of attention to himself, this newspaper clipping is in a back room, so most people wouldn't see it when they walk in the courthouse. Now, in future episodes, you may see this in a different spot. But notice at this point it's in the back room, where only people who are in the back room are there. And this back room is a place where we've seen, you know, Barney taking a nap or sleeping at some times. So again, keep that in mind. Again, shows the humble Andy at the courthouse. But the trivia question for this particular episode is, what was the headline on this newspaper clipping? Again, what's the headline of this newspaper clipping that's hanging up on the back wall in this back room of the courthouse? If you think you know the answer to this trivia question, don't hesitate to email me at burke@imayberry.com. Again, that's B-U-R-K-E at the letter I, mayberry.com. And I'll be glad to email you back and let you know whether or not you got the trivia question right. Also, if you have any other questions or comments about the Burke on Mayberry podcast, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@imayberry.com. Also, if you'd like to just check your answer yourself, you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll see, beside the name of this episode, A Wife for Andy, in parentheses, the answer to this trivia question. Again, I appreciate you listening to this podcast, and I hope you continue to enjoy Burke on Mayberry. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.